Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Welcome back to the Meditations and Musings podcast. This is Elena Lipson, your self-care coach, your inner manifestation mentor. I always say it like that because I kind of change that title up a little bit. It's like the magical part of the business where I am so curious about manifesting and what blocks us. So we can talk about that on another episode, and we will for sure talk a lot about inner abundance and inner manifestation, but it all begins with self-care. And what I love to explore most of all is inner self-care. And what I mean by inner self-care is that spiritual, emotional, mental piece of creating your highest expression in the world. How to understand that your inner landscape has so many answers for you. And when you have a rich spiritual, emotional, and mental inner life, you start to do a few things that are very, very important. You start to trust yourself. You start to become comfortable with discomfort and the unknown. And you start to see more possibilities beyond what you were socially conditioned to believe about yourself and the world and other people and relationships and sexuality and money, all of it. So how did I get into all of this? I've actually been interested in internal landscapes, how and where ideas come from, and intuition, probably ever since I could have a thought. Like since I was a little girl, I just had this fascination with dream life and dreamscapes and how sometimes I would just know things that other people were going to say or do. How I knew that close family members had passed before the phone even rang. How I knew that, someone was going to call me and then the phone rang. And I'm sure that you've had similar experiences too. That's because we're all really intuitive for ourselves and for other people. But the magic of that intuition gets sideswiped by the world, by rules, by school, telling you to sit in that place and speak when you're spoken to and raise your hand, and you can't go to the bathroom because you can only go to the bathroom between 10:30 and 10:45. Like, really? Okay. So maybe you thrived in rules. Maybe you thought you were really, really good at following rules. That's what I did for sure. And I used to be really proud of that. I used to be really proud of how good of a rule follower I was until I started feeling like, wait a minute. I don't like these rules. I don't want to be sitting here all day long. I want to eat lunch longer than my work hours told me to. And I don't want to be in by 9 a.m. I think all of us feel that, right? But not everyone does something about it. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I really loved my experience in the corporate world for a lot of reasons. I had incredible bosses. I was so lucky between the diversity of the kind of bosses I had, their perspectives, how they gave me freedom, they mentored me. I learned so much. I have a background in sales and technology and curriculum development. And I just was really blessed with the most incredible teams and bosses all the way throughout my corporate career in my 20s. But then when my son was born, I heard that itch. And I had already been
on the side, my side gig was building a coaching practice. But I hit a little bit of my own resistance wall. And my coach will tell you this too, because I fought her all the way. When I got pregnant, I just couldn't see how I could be a good present mom and run a business and have a job. Like, I just didn't see it because it felt like it was too much. And quite honestly, it was too much for me because I couldn't see how it could be easier. And I remember she was giving me all these ideas. Like, I remember being super pregnant, like 7 months pregnant, sitting in the car in a coaching call at lunch for my corporate job. And she was like, well, you could, you know, you could hire other coaches to take your clients while you're on maternity leave. And they would give you a percentage of the coaching fee. And it's funny because I had done this with other people. Like, I had other coaches refer people to me and pay me, I would pay them a percentage, but I couldn't quite see it for myself for some reason. And so I thought it was all or nothing. I thought I'd have to stop my coaching practice in order to be a fully present mom. And that's what I ended up doing. Like, I didn't see any third door possible. I didn't see any option. And so I did quit coaching. And then when my son was about 6 months old, I actually decided to go online and start a business online because I thought I could be home and work and all of that. Anyway, that all led to a couple of years of like working, being a new mom. We moved to a new state, not having family around. And all of that led to quite a bit of burnout on my part, physical, emotional, spiritual burnout. And self-care was like the, you know, I don't know, it wasn't really even in my consciousness. I don't think it is for anyone. Maybe it is now because I see it so much online, but maybe, of course, because my lens is always looking for it. But I don't think anyone teaches us how to care for ourselves. I don't think that anyone teaches us that there's a third way, there's another way to look at things. And I don't think anyone teaches us that we can trust ourselves and how spirit guides us, our intuitive spirit guides us. I think we're taught, I know we're taught that we need to follow the rules. And whenever anyone tries to challenge that, we basically fight against it. You know, we really do. And so when my son was about 2, 2.5, 3 years old, I started experiencing really bad physical symptoms. Like, I was sick all the time. I felt really like, I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I was, you know, I was almost there. And I know what it feels like because I'd been there before. I had physical pain, exhaustion, and I was sleeping well. Like, yes, my son was still pretty young, but we were co-sleeping at the time. And, you know, my husband was also home for a long time when my son was born because we were moving. So I had a lot of help. But anyway, life circumstances, having a new baby, starting an online business for the first time, definitely brought its own stresses for money and all that. So I think not having an awareness of self-care started to take its toll on relationships around me, right? Because I believe very fully that the way we connect with our own inner world is the way we connect with those around us. And so, getting back to the topic finally of today, and this is the topic in the month of our self-care circle, Divine Self-Care Circle, our membership circle for amazing women just like you who want to really get intentional about your inner self-care, creating inner abundance, creating connection, activating your intuition, and really learning to believe in yourself more than you doubt yourself. So this month we're talking about self-care and relationships. And it's fascinating because when I first created this topic, I had experience coaching women on self-care, but there was going to be an experience that I didn't know that was going to happen, obviously, that really, really fueled my passion for bringing this conversation into my circle. And we talk about it every year. In fact, every year we talk about the same 12 topics because it's like the wheel of the topics that women need to talk about, right? So self-care and relationships is always the thing we talk about in July. Now, why self-care and relationships? Well, first of all, by giving yourself what you need and space for your truth, your love, to honor your pace, you make space for others around you, including your children, your partner, your siblings, your parents, your friends. It's when we limit our own inner expression and external expression that we start to project, blame others around us for our own limitations, perceived or otherwise. The first time I saw this really happen and come to life was a woman I coached kind of towards the beginning. This is a one-on-one client. And she came to me because she was the mom of a just new teenager, and her marriage was feeling misaligned. Let's say that, misaligned. And she was sort of on the edge, right? Like not knowing whether she should leave her relationship or invest more time in it. And then she saw one of my interviews that I did where I was talking about this topic, how we really need to start with ourselves and how we need to take care of ourselves in order to be able to be honest and present and clear, radically clear in our relationships. And so she and I started our coaching relationship. And I remember feeling so like joyful that she was taking this on, but something happened in her relationship that gave me a deep awareness of the ripple effect, right? Because I was only thinking about it from the terms of, from all of my 20 years of coaching, like I tend to see the positive glass half full, blah, 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 all that. And I was thinking the way self-care helped my relationship and how it helped so many other women that I was working with, it really creates a beautiful bridge of honest communications with your partner, where you can start asking for what you need with love. You can start, showing up in a way that feels really honest with who you are. You start dressing the way you want to and moving your body every day and all the fun things about self-care, right? The fun physical parts. But there was something that I kind of knew was lurking in the shadows, but I had not experienced it personally. And I hadn't seen it so profoundly in other coaching clients that I was working with either. So I think this was a real gift for me. Because I'm someone who tends to see the positive and see the light and all the things, I tend to steer away from the darkness, or I used to anyway. I don't anymore. The shadow does not scare me anymore. I know we have to go there. But what started happening with her was that the more she started taking care of herself and making time for herself, her partner, her husband, it activated this fear response in him where he thought that she was taking something away from him. And he got really, not angry, but like really bitter and sarcastic and not very supportive, right? And this sort of amplified what she was feeling already about him. And it was this really vicious, self-fulfilling prophecy. Because when she took time for herself and did things for herself, it sort of became like this push away from him instead of understanding, which is where we ended up going eventually. And I'll tell you what happened to her, which is pretty cool. It almost became like this magnetic force. Her self-care became like a negative on him, and he pushed away more and she pushed away more. And she was like, see, you're such a jerk. And he's like, see, you're so selfish. And it became this really bad loop. And she was really considering like, am I in the wrong relationship? And so what we started to do was we started reverse engineering a bunch of things. Like it wasn't just about claiming time on the calendar. It wasn't just about taking time for yourself. Like those things would come and they were still there. But there was a conversation that needed to happen that had not happened that now I know has to happen before anyone can start to really reclaim their inner power. And this is why. The people around you who love you so much are really used to you being a certain way, right? They're used to either you having not so great boundaries, or they're used to you saying yes all the time, or they're used to you being instantly available to all their needs. They're just used to a certain way. It doesn't mean it's bad or good. They're just used to how you guys interact, whether it's your child or a partner or a parent or a sibling or a friend. They're used to it. And so when you decide to change things up, what happens in the other person is that they will get scared and they'll take it personally, right? They'll be like, wait a minute, what did I do? And it brings up this fear. And for a lot of people, fear is expressed as anger or bitterness or ghosting, right? I'm like, where'd you go? What happened? There's the very, it takes a lot of inner knowing for someone to be super supportive of someone they love changing, because it can be threatening, especially if your lives are enmeshed and intertwined and you share money and kids and a home, right? So the first thing we have you do, if you're working with me and you're working through this like self-care relationship piece, which we go into quite a bit in the circle. In fact, we have an amazing mentor this month talking all about how to heal past trauma to be present in current relationships. It's a whole other topic, right? Sometimes your past, or always, the stories about your past specifically are going to create your patterns in your current relationship unless you're conscious of them. So one of the first things I have you do before you start to take time for yourself and set boundaries and, you know, all those beautiful, wonderful things, is to have an open, honest conversation with the people you love, especially the ones who it's going to affect the most, and say, like, this is what I'm doing. I am in a place in my life where I realize that I have not been honoring a lot of my inner nudges. Maybe they start small. Maybe it's about hiring some support in areas. Maybe it's just asking for help. Like, sometimes the other person doesn't know what you need because you haven't asked, right? Like, if you're, and one of the first things I told my husband now when we met over 20 years ago, I remember this as clear as day. And I knew I was going to marry him pretty early on. We just kind of had that energy. We were sitting there, I was on my lunch break in the car, and he was at home off of work that day. And I remember saying, like, it's really early in our relationship, like the first week. I don't even think we had met in person yet, honestly. Maybe we had, I can't quite remember. But I remember saying to him, look, I promise that I will not treat you like you're a mind reader and knowing, you know, thinking that you know everything that I need and want. And I want you to commit to doing the same. Don't treat me like I'm a mind reader, knowing everything that you want and need. So let's please, as much as we humanly can, commit to communicating our desires, our needs. And if you like something, say it. If you don't like something, say you don't like it. And we had to do that in order to create this foundation of honesty. But of course, you can't like be perfect at the beginning, right? So I was still hiding my truth in a lot of ways in our relationship. And about 10 years into it, my husband read this book called Radical Honesty by an author named Bill Blanton. And it took our honesty to a whole new level. Like, I think I was really not used to expressing my anger or dislike for something. Like I said, I tend to lean towards the positive. So it's really difficult for me. It was in the past, not anymore, to just say, like, no, that doesn't work for me. No, I don't think so. Right? But now I'm like, why did I ever not say that? I love saying that now. Like, I love being just super discerning on what I want and don't want. Of course, I'm still flexible, but I'm also honest. Okay. So after this, our relationship got really deep. You know, I think 10 years into it, that means that for 10 years, there was part of me that was really suffering and hiding. And I think part of that whole experience that I had when I had like this physical, emotional breakdown when my son was like 2 was part of that, was because I wasn't speaking my needs. I wasn't really clear. I wasn't demanding in a loving way things that I really, really wanted and needed, because I don't know why. Maybe I thought I didn't deserve them. Maybe I didn't feel worthy. Maybe I just thought this is how it was. You know, there's a million reasons why we do this to ourselves. So back to this client, it was not an easy conversation she had with her husband, but finally she did sit down and say, look, this is, you know, I'm working with this coach and I'm doing these things and it's not really about hurting you, but this is really what I need right now to be a good mom and be a good wife and really be a woman that I want to be. And it took a while, and I was not their therapist by any means. And I do believe they got support that way, but it opened up this whole new chapter in their relationship. One of trust, one of possibility, one of growth. And it could have gone either way. He could have been just like totally closed to it. And it would have led to divorce eventually. And a lot of times it does. Sometimes one person starts growing and the other person is so threatened that they just can't see past it. But in this case, I'm happy to report that within about a year, they actually got pregnant and had, which was a struggle to have a second baby. And they have this little miracle baby and they're happily together. And I'm not saying like, oh, because of self-care, they had another baby and they're happily ever after. It was just part of this journey. It's a ripple effect and it can go either way, right? It just depends on how courageous you can be in that conversation and how open the other person is. And sometimes it takes a little bumpy ride to get to where you want to go. And it takes lots of compassion for the other person's fear. Because you have to remember, just as much as you've been programmed and conditioned and have all these stories about relationships in your mind, so does the other person, right? Now, especially when you're dealing with kids, we have to be very ultra highly attuned and aware of the stories that we have about, you know, how we project onto our kids, how we expect things of them that maybe we never got, right? So it takes a lot of personal awareness and development to be fully present in a relationship, honestly, and let the other person have that space too. That is why I do what I do. I'm so passionate about giving you this values-based perspective, having that spiritual, emotional, mental, intuitive inner landscape that you can come back to, find answers in, connect with in deeper ways, you know, have that spiritual practice so that when you engage with other people, it comes from a place of love and not fear. So I hope I've given you some things to think about today. I know I'm thinking about it. There's always more. Like, that's why it's the same key framework that I teach every year. We go deeper, wider, look at it from different perspectives because relationships are never going to go out of style. We always need to look at it, right? So I hope that you have gotten something out of this. I hope you share it with one or two or three friends. And if you have some feedback, I'd love for you to leave a review in the iTunes app. And if you are interested in joining the circle, I'd love to have you. For the first time ever this year, I'm offering a monthly trial. You can step into the circle for a month and attend 2 live group calls, have access to our private Facebook community, attend our weekly lives. Lots of goodies and all my self-care courses that you have access to. And literally it's like $7 for the first month. So if you stay after that, it'll be $97 a month, which is the most, the lowest price that you can access me and my coaching in. And yes, I show up in the group. Yes, I'm live on the calls. It's not one of these groups where you sign up and you never see the person who you wanted to sign up for in the first place. So I promise I will get to know you. You will get to know me. We will see each other. I choose intimacy in my circles and I will always show up. So I hope to see you there. If you have any questions, you can find that link in my Instagram bio, Elena_Lipson, and in the show notes, the first link should link you right to the trial page where you'll be charged $7 for the first month. And then 30 days later, if you're still staying, you will be a divine member of the circle. And if not, then that's okay. It's not for everyone. All right, this is Elena Lipson. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you on the next episode of the Meditations and Musings podcast. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new divine self-care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success, pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elenalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.